Welcome to the Community Podcast from your friends at the Community Paper. My name is Nick Jorgudio. I'm the managing editor, and I'm here with one of our writers, one of my favorite writers. Please don't tell the other writers that. Connor Barry.
Hopefully they don't see this.
Come on. If I'm involved, they don't look at it. Connor, thank you so much for being here. Connor's been a writer for us for a couple years now.
Yeah, I think, I don't even know, 20, well, maybe only a year, because I think I started my internship a little over a year in May 2024.
Okay. I'll give you 2 years on that. I round up for stuff like that. 2 years Connor has been working for us, and I think I've gotten to know you, and I wanted to do a little test. So what I did was pick out a few events that are happening over the weekend of September 12th. So these are some things that are happening that I think you'd be interested in. There's books, there's environmental stuff, and there's music.
Okay.
So on Friday, September 12th, the Rollins Museum of Art is having its fall exhibition preview and also a Meet the Director event. So they have a new director over there. So it'll be the first time for people to be able to meet her. And you get to see some of the cool stuff that is happening at the Rollins Museum of Art, which is a free museum on the campus of Rollins College. It's beautiful. Have you ever been?
No, I've never been, but it's definitely on my list. I don't know if I would say, I'm trying to think how to not sound pretentious when I say I like art, because doesn't everybody? Well, a lot of people. But I definitely am a big enjoyer of art. I always go to the free Thursdays at the Orlando Museum of Art. So that's definitely something I'll have to check out.
Okay, so I got that one. Will's Pub has been around since before you were born. It's their 30-year anniversary. They're having a big concert around that. So it's a really important sort of touchstone for music in the Orlando area. Been around since 1995. Mm-hmm. Feeling very old when I say stuff like that. But they'll be having their 30-year anniversary. So you can go to the museum and then go to the concert. It's a perfect Friday
night. Day. Yeah.
Perfect Friday night. Then Saturday, September 13th, over in the packing district at the Four Roots Warehouse, they're doing a pretty cool upcycling event. The local organization, or one of the main organizations for interior designers, they have this yearly where they put a bunch of stuff together. It could be carpet samples. It could be some furniture where they're like, we don't need it anymore, but we don't want to go into a landfill. So this is all free stuff for artists or anybody else who might be able to use this stuff. And it'll be going on the same time as the Four Roots and Packing District Farmers Market. So you can go back and forth between those two locations.
Yeah, that's actually, I don't know how you could have guessed this because I've never said anything about it. But I've been trying to recently at least get into just like, I don't know. I would say making clothes or upcycling old clothes, trying to make something new. So if they've got interesting materials, that's definitely something I'd be wanting to check out.
So good at this, Connor. And then after that, there is a book fair and a book swap. These are two different locations. The book fair is at A La Carte in the Milk District. That's again on Saturday, September 13th. That'll be from 11:30 to 3 p.m. And then the book swap is over in the Milk District. At the Orlando Milk House Eatery, and that'll be starting at 1 p.m. So you get to visit a bunch of really cool places around town. The Milk District and the Milk House are great. A La Carte is great. I feel like I'm just so good at this that you should just let me design your entire week.
Well, I don't know. Don't get too ahead of yourself there. I'm not that big of a reader. Maybe when I was younger, but at least like books and stuff. But what that does mean is I have a bunch of books that are old that I don't really care to read anymore. That would be great for
book
swapping.
Swap. Perfect. What I like to do with the swaps is not so much swap as just leave stuff there. I don't encourage people to do. You should not do that. let's end with one more art thing. Speaking of free days, free family fun day, the Manila Museum of Art does that once a month. And they do it on Sundays. This month, it'll be Sunday, September 14th. So you haven't been there. They've got a great exhibit of pool-related art in America. And it's really cool. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, that sounds like worth checking out.
Okay. So I got mostly. I'm starting to know you a little bit better. This is how we get to know people, is through podcasting. That's the modern way to get to know people.
That reminds me of, I saw a like a post or a meme on Twitter, I think. Someone was making fun of somebody because they were like, I think we really need to create something that's kind of like a podcast, but without all the microphones and cameras, you know, where we can just thrive in some good conversation. And you're like, yeah, that's called hanging out with people.
Someday. You got to hang out recently. This is my best segue yet. You got to hang out recently with a local musician, local legend, Mark with a C. They've been around the Orlando area since around 2000, I think, is when they started playing music. They started writing music when they were a kid, as you outlined in the story where you got to sit down with Mark and go through their past, what they're working on, their future. And I loved it because I'm a big fan of Mark with a C, and I think you captured them really well in that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun sitting down with Mark. I had not heard of them or their music really at all before you reached out to me with that, but that's probably, you know, due to my relatively short time spent in Orlando so far. But I'm really glad that I have had the chance now to sit down with them and kind of talk about their process, because like I said before, as someone, I definitely appreciate art a lot, of any kind. Getting to talk to the artist and kind of walk through their process is always something interesting, because no one quite does it the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciated that story and the detail you went on that. But was there any takeaway? Like, was there a specific song or anything that you took away and you were like, huh, this really spoke to me, or, you know, something in the way that Mark approaches writing?
My favorite thing about Mark's music is how he approaches it. I don't think I've quite ever encountered music that is so, like, just pure and just raw in your face. This is what it is. I mean, there's always, like, little things, you know, that an artist puts of themselves into what they do. But I feel like Mark is 100%, like, this is all me, this is all what I was thinking. I'm not even going to bother with editing out that one little thing that sounded kind of weird there, because that's what happened. So that's what it is. I find that really fun.
Nice. That's good advice for anything that you're ever doing. Is perfect is always the enemy of good, right? Like, just get it out there.
Yeah.
All right. A story that you're working on, or a series of stories that you're working on for us, has to do with our unhoused neighbors, right? And so something that you and our writer Elizabeth Campbell have been working on are profiles of people who are out there for whatever reason. One of the things we wanted to do with this was help humanize the people who are out there who need help right now, because it's not this static population of people. There's always new people who are, through a series of events that they can't control, becoming unhoused. And I think you're talking to a lot of people in that vein. What have you learned so far, and what's come away with that for you?
Oh gosh, so much. I mean, I kind of went into this knowing that there's a million different reasons why someone could become homeless. But I guess what I didn't realize was how easily that could happen. A big revelation for me was the first guy that I talked to. His name was Axel. He became homeless because he got robbed out on the street, and he happened to have pretty much all of his identifying documents, so like social security, birth certificate, and driver's license, all on him. And through a series of unfortunate events, essentially within a matter of a week or two, he lost everything because he was locked out of his bank accounts. And so that was just something that I never even considered could happen. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't make any decisions. He didn't, like, nothing. It just happened to him, and it spiraled from there. So that was something that I would say was a pretty big revelation for me, was just how many ways and how easily that could happen. But also something that I think jumps out at me about, you know, everyone that I've spoken to, and this wasn't necessarily a surprise, but I think it's kind of what's important about, at least for me, about writing these. Everybody that you talk to is just a regular person. Like they're all no different than anybody I've met doing this, or friends, family that I have. Like everybody's just kind of living their life, and then something happens that they didn't intend to happen. And then afterwards, like everybody that I've talked to has been able to make their way out of that, and afterwards they kind of just go back to living what everyone would deem a normal life. And like I said, I think that's what I wanted to do with this, was kind of show that part specifically.
I think that's great. And we've talked about it as sort of a portrait of mm-hmm. some of the people. And so we'll have a series of that out. I'm hoping starting this month, I think we can make that happen. And I think like I said, it's a really important story. We'll also have a story from Kendall about all of the different resources that are available. We had somebody question, you know, how we approach the issue of homelessness and why can't there just be one organization taking care of all of it? And mm-hmm. we dug in and we looked at it, and there's like, not only do you have all the organizations that are working on housing and beds, and you have all the organizations that are working in different ways and supporting them by helping people get, like you mentioned with Axel, their ID. Mm-hmm. If you can't get your ID, you know, you can't rent an apartment. You can't get a driver's license. You can't get a lot of the stuff that you need without that.
Yeah. And that was kind of another thing that showed up in every single interview that I did. They were all extremely adamant about two things. One, how great the programs that they went through were, and two, how important those programs were for actually getting them out of their situation. Whether it was the two places that I went to, Harbor House or iDignity, everyone that I talked to said that they were so grateful for the help because they couldn't have done it without them.
No. All right. Well, let's switch gears and talk about something else that's going on in the community, a story that you read over on Watermark, one of our favorite complimentary, complimentary magazines and mm-hmm. newspapers and outlets that are out there. We love everybody else who's out there in the coverage that they do because it's important. But you're reading a story in there recently.
Yeah. It was by Bellany Plaza. She actually recently took over as the Orlando bureau chief, I think in June or July. She's a friend of mine. Went with her to UCF. And actually we both did an internship at Watermark together. So she's great. And that's definitely showing up in this article that I read, where she was covering, obviously there's been the whole controversy around the rainbow sidewalk over by by Pulse, getting covered up, and then the subsequent chalking and all that. But I thought this was a really important, I guess, angle to show some positivity coming out of it, because obviously there's been a lot of people upset about this whole thing. Mojo Man Swimwear and Clothing, they recently had a small event on the 24th to paint the parking lot and, you know, bring some of the, sort of the pride imagery back to the area. And then Seven is also going to be having another event on the 15th, where they're inviting a bunch of people to come over and chalk, paint, whatever, decorate all the parking spots in their parking lot as well to sort of, you know, bring that color back that they've lost.
And that's Seven Bites, right?
Yes, yeah, Seven Bites.
Yeah, so they already have a very big Orlando Strong mural mm-hmm. over by their facility. It's on the building next to them, but you can see it from their parking lot. Yeah, I think the business aspect is interesting, that you see not only people looking to and making sure that communities are feeling supported right now as much as possible with stuff like this happening, but that they know it's not bad for business, mm-hmm. right? They know that if by doing something, they're not going to be suddenly hurting for people coming to their shops and things of that nature.
Yeah, and like I was saying, I think the positivity of it is kind of why I found this story, especially in this, I mean, everybody in Orlando is talking about this right now, but this one especially, because it's showing you that there's a bunch of people out there that are ready to be like, okay, well, if that's how things are going to be, then, you know, we're going to go do our thing over here and we're going to be happy about it and not be bothered by it, you know?
Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, that's it for this episode, Connor, unless there's anything else you want to add, anything else you're working on. Do you want to show us any of your sweet karate moves that you've been working on?
Yeah, I think we'll have to come back to that next time.
Great.
Don't
Great.
let me forget, but I am a little rusty. It's been a while since
Okay.
I've practiced. I've been a little bit busy lately.
I know it was something you were doing during the pandemic is getting in front of a camera and doing sweet karate moves. I'll probably just cut that whole part out. I apologize. I
No,
don't know
I've made a commitment. I need to stick to this. So I just might be a little while before I agree to do another podcast
Okay, great. Great. Yes, I have turned people away. Wonderful. Well, thank you for
now.
joining us. Please follow Connor. You can follow him at one of his two Instagram or both of his Instagrams, c.berry_news or c.berry_photos. That's on Instagram. If you want, you can follow us as well and see everything that Connor is working on for us and some incredible work. And I hope he'll continue to work for us for many, many years to come. We're at Community Paper Orlando. Subscribe to this podcast, tell your friends. And if you have an event to share, you can go to our website at yourcommunitypaper.com. Thank you, Connor.
Thank you for having me.